Why do you choose so many mediums? Is it just you have so much to put out where you're like, I have to draw,
bro.
I have to.
I like experimenting, bro, and creating, and like, I don't know. At the end of the day, I like doing shit for other artists, bro, because it helps my art. But I do want to like be able to do that shit off myself,
Welcome back to the Almost Spicy Podcast. My name is
know?
Francisco. This
Me
is
too.
Ben. We have
Francisco.
two special guests, La Raza, Los Paisas, in the building today. We have Young Scarface and FOMO Hits in the building. Let's give it
Yo,
up.
what's up?
Young Bato in the building.
Representing. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on here, fellas. It's been a long time coming. And
Gracias.
we haven't filmed, I don't think we've filmed this
Been a
year yet.
minute?
We have not filmed this
This is
year.
our first time
Whoa,
filming
this is the
it.
first one of the
This is the first
year.
one of the year.
Today is March.
Exclusive.
March what?
24th?
24th, springtime. It's still Free Palestine Liberate this place,
Yeah,
man.
true.
I know
Free
you wanted to hit on
Palestine.
that too.
Free the kids
Yeah,
in
Free
cages.
Palestine.
Free
Just
Congo.
right away. But
Tight beat.
yeah, we're gonna get into it. Some questions for you gentlemen as musicians, but also as friends. We're gonna
Yeah.
be chatting. And let's just get into it, man. What's going on in the news, man? Just right away, what do we got right
In the
now?
news, bro. I don't even
We
know,
got that
bro.
solar
I've been
eclipse coming
secluded,
soon,
bro. You
bro.
gotta tell me what's up.
Political content on Instagram. You were telling us about this, Ben.
Yeah, dude. So I guess like now Instagram is like limiting political content, and it is an option that you have to opt into to see like political content on a full spectrum.
And that includes
That's kind
also.
of fire for a little bit for some
Well,
reason.
they're trying to give people a break, right? It's so much going on. You see somebody dying every day on the gram. And so it's kind of like some people are complaining about that. That's how fucking
And that's
I
probably what
mean,
I'm thinking about
people just
too.
want to be able to scroll and not have to worry and not have to see it. We're at that point.
And I've heard like the like rumors are because there's been the whole like ban TikTok shit,
Yeah,
and they're like
bro.
talking about like the reason they want to ban TikTok is not because of like the whole China agenda, but like most people our age are getting all their information from TikTok, and they get it from like firsthand creators, and they have no way to like moderate or like
Yeah,
limit
monetize
that.
that shit,
No,
bro.
not monetize, but
Oh, bro.
like reduce that content being spread,
Oh,
if that
so
makes
you
sense,
can.
Yeah, they made this term called malinformation, so it's not misinformation, it's malinformation. The government made it. It basically is like information that it's not good for their agenda, so it's just shit that they don't want being spread. So it's like, that's so
That
crazy.
shit bullshit.
Pretty much anything Israel related.
You can write any law, and then, it's the same people that write the laws that break them and shit, so it's shit
Nah,
crazy.
for real. Only reason I said that shit fire, bro, is because it was getting to a point where it was like, not certain shit, but everybody was like flooding the gram with like crazy like violence and shit. You know what I mean? That shit was just
Yeah,
getting
but it is
so,
important, I feel like, for us to see it,
Nah, it
And I
was
feel like
true.
Instagram, like, they limit a lot of it. It's
Already.
like, the algorithm at that time, though, was just crazy. For me,
Yeah.
bro, for me, I was just seeing crazy death like all the time. And I
I
was
guess
like,
it's,
yo.
yeah.
See, that's how I feel when I go onto Twitter.
Yeah, I don't even have Twitter because that shit's crazy, bro.
Because,
That
like,
shit's
every time,
too crazy.
I keep telling them
Yeah,
this, but,
every
like,
time you're.
every time I go on, it's like, I literally had to, like, put in and mute words such as, like, death,
Yeah,
killing,
bro.
murder,
Because
like,
you're not
all of
trying to see
those.
all that all the
Because
time, bro.
it literally could not stop coming up on my feed. I'd be scrolling, and the
Yeah,
first video is literally somebody just getting point blank shot,
bro.
like, right in the head, execution style. I'm like,
Twitter.
No,
bro,
that's a
I
fact,
don't want to see
bro.
that shit.
Join
Like,
now.
that's a fact, bro.
Yeah.
I stopped Twitter like 4 years ago because that shit was
Yeah.
just
Nah.
mad like porn and mad death and mad goofy
See,
shit.
that's
Yeah.
all it is now. It's
Yeah, just weird shit,
porn,
bro.
death porn,
Yeah, death porn is crazy.
all
Yeah,
those
that's
different
crazy.
types of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay porn. We were talking about this,
I'm
the Norm Macdonald bit where he's like, yeah, I like porn. I just can't get into this gay porn stuff. I keep watching it and just,
What was
you
you
know,
talking
it's not
about,
doing it for me. And then he's got another one where he's like, they ask him, is there anything in an interview, anything you want to tell the world? He's like, well, I'm a closeted gay man. And then they ask him, oh, so you're
Yo,
gay?
what are
He's
you
like,
talking
no.
about? What are
What
you
he,
talking about?
Norm Macdonald, he's like
Who is
one of the best
that?
comedians of all
Yeah,
time.
he's like super. Yeah, he died like a year
But
or
he's
so
like
ago.
GOAT level, like.
So he was kidding about that, or what are
Yeah,
you?
that's his bit. Like, he's just like, you should check his comedy
I'll
out.
take
But
shit.
yeah.
It's like kind of dark, and dry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that shocker shit, like that shocker.
Yeah,
no, shit.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good shit though. You guys comedy fans?
Yeah.
Would you say?
No,
bro. I fuck with comedy, bro, but I don't know like comedians like that, bro. Right, I don't know like Mexican comedians, bro, for like a little bit.
Oh God.
Like coming up, you know.
Are you Mexican?
Like, yeah, I'm Mexican. Yeah. I'm a little bit of Japanese. You feel me? Like a little bit.
So George Lopez, like obviously on the list.
Yeah, George Lopez or what's that? What's his
the
face?
New fool? I'm trying to think.
Ralph. He's cool too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's cool too.
Not that new, but yeah.
There was this other fool that
I forgot
that Felipe. I used to listen to.
Esperanza.
Now I seen him at the mall one time too when I was up in Cali, bro. It's like the other Mexican comedian. I forgot, bro.
I know Fluffy. Get
fried. I think it's Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. What's his real name though?
Enrique.
Oh, it's MK. Yeah. Iglesias. I was
going to
say Iglesias, but it's...
No, that's not that fool. That's the singer. I knew you was going to say that. As soon as he said Enrique, I was like, what?
You're Mexican too, Fomo?
Yeah, I'm Mexican.
So you're Mexican.
Just for the record. So we got three Mexicans in.
Whoa. Shit. We got four Mexicans. Look,
four. You know we're all African, though.
Yeah.
Hmm? Everybody comes from Africa. If any, you know, that's, you guys knew that. We always talk about it, I feel like.
I mean, Africa was all one place at one time.
Type
I guess,
shit, right? Think, we all so. Think, like, everybody's the same, kind of. You just
we're
moved away.
Humans.
Huh?
We're all humans. No, actually, I'm not a human.
I feel like your pen is just hitting you hard right now.
Yeah.
like, you were, like, super talkative earlier, and now you're just, like, really silent. And you lean forward, and it's like, I'm about to say something so profound right now. I'm not trying to call you out, but I thought that was really funny.
No, that shit's crazy because bro said he wasn't even going to smoke before this shit because he gets too faded.
And then he started getting faded. At the last minute.
He started getting faded in his
We're going. Now. Almost Spicy Podcast. No, it's great to have you guys.
Za.
And so let's talk about the music a little bit. We'll come back to current events. Unless you have anything right away. But we can talk about Neuralink in a second.
Little current events, you feel me?
Neuralink. FOMO, you told me that you don't care about the money or the fame.
Whoa.
What did you mean by that?
Dropped it on him.
I'm just going with life. I'm going with the flow.
Whoa. He's just vibing, bro.
What would it take for you to care about the money and fame?
I don't even really know. I don't really care about it. I just want to make music.
You just want to make stuff.
Yeah, I just want to make stuff, bro.
But obviously, like, you want to have some type of following, like, people listening to your shit.
Yeah, you want to have some kind of structure, right, fool?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you just got... You trying to get the money, you care about the money, but that's not the main reason you do it. Is that like?
No, that's not the main reason, bro.
What is the main reason?
Main reason? I just want to try and make music, bro.
Wait, I'm going to rephrase the question. I don't know where I had it. I gave you a shitty question. I cut the question.
What do you mean you cut the question? No, that was a direct. That was
the question. That was a
direct straight.
That was valid. That was valid.
It's whatever. So you don't care about the money and fame.
What did you mean by that?
And then
you only care about the music.
Yeah, I only care about the music.
But and then the follow-up question, I don't know, was why. But that's bad. I'm trying to get right for you.
He wants to get to the bottom of this.
To the source.
I don't care about the money or the fame, bro. I just try to make music, bro.
You just experimenting. He's new to this shit. He really just been doing this shit for a year. So, bro, really don't. He's
I like still music, trying to bro. Find music has helped me with a lot, bro. I know a lot of dark times and shit.
Yeah. You're the youngest artist we've had on this podcast.
Hey,
yeah.
Young Bobo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 300, bro. Come on.
I don't want to leak your age. Or what's your sign, FOMO?
What's my sign?
Yeah.
Shit, bro. I don't know.
Okay. I know. I already know. He's
what
a
is
Virgo.
It? Leak it. Drop
He's
it.
A Virgo.
Oh, you a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
But
he thought he was a Virgo.
Scarface, you want to let the ladies know? What's your sign?
Whoa, I'm a Sagittarius. They're gonna hate me for that, but
fuego.
They might love me though. But
type shit. Well, you guys have known each other for how many years?
Shit, I've known Bobo for like a year or two.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Okay. A year or two, right?
Probably two years now,
bro. Yeah.
It was around this time actually we started linking up.
Yeah, bro, yeah. Real one.
Type shit. And so I'll say that I'm, you know, what, 7 years older than you? 6 years older than you?
I don't know.
Something like that. But, like, so you kind of took FOMO
seven.
Out of high school. and you've kind of been mentoring him with this music stuff. Would you say that's correct, yeah, Scarface?
Bobo lit, bro. Bobo lit. He started fucking with me, bro. Like, yeah. I don't even know. I used to have Snapchat. But I got banned, bro. But
we're not gonna ask about that. Yeah,
he used to show me love, hella, bro. I didn't even know, bro. Yeah, that's real. And he was like trying to tap in. I was about to have my first show in the backyard, and bro was like, he was promoting that shit. Hella, he was promoting that shit more than me, bro. So I'm like,
that's crazy, actually.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, I gotta tap in with bro. And bro, genuine, bro. So I was like, definitely. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I be seeing like when I grew up, like when I was his age, I try to have somebody like help me with this shit, but it wasn't really on the same like wavelength, and they wasn't seeing the vision, so I didn't have nobody to help me out with this shit. So like helping bro out, that shit, bro, skipping like so many years that I had to go through,
that shit,
just on like the strength of it, bro. So definitely. I'm already knowing this shit gonna be like better, bro, for him.
Type shit. No, that's I met
a lot of good people, bro. A lot of weird people too, bro.
Yeah, but to answer that,
this motherfucker.
But when you show love online, like your social pages are all other people's, you know, events. You're big on events. Can we transition into the events topic?
Event.
You
man.
Seem to post just as much as some of these other big pages. You love posting these low key underground parties on your Snapchat, Instagram.
Yeah.
What is it? Just the party lifestyle that attracted you to the music scene?
Not really. The music stuff was all by myself. It was just, I fuck with music. I wanted to make it. Like, there was one time, like, in school, I was listening to music, and it was, like, weird to me. It was, like, I just, like, why am I listening to this? I can make some shit like that. You feel me? But
yeah.
I still fuck with music, though. You feel me? I like listening to, like,
and you like concerts? You like concerts?
Yeah, I like concerts. Yeah. The party scene almost gets through that. Like, you can really, like, pull up and do some crazy shit.
You like moshing. You like turning up.
Yeah.
So you like moshing?
You like performing. We're all performing.
I just like to get lit, bro. It's crazy, bro.
You lit person. He energy.
From the art standpoint, what do you like more? Performing, writing, listening?
All of it.
All of it?
All of
but
it.
But if you had to pick one thing, like, you can only get... Like,
what's your favorite part?
Like ghostwriters for the rest of your life, but you
performing.
Perform.
Performing. Yeah. Performing is always definitely, like... you just get a different type of, like, adrenaline rush, you feel me?
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a different type of energy. You make some crazy shit. You just pull up.
Go crazy.
Everyone is fucking with you. You lit.
Yo, where's this full water? Fool, get this.
I need some water.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Nah, you too. Probably.
You had a water, didn't you, fool?
That's my shit. My shit gone, though.
So about the event. So, okay. So just for the listeners, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
I'm just going to get into this real quick. But I threw my first show 10 years ago, right? And then we helped FOMO... And the team, we all threw a show just in March, beginning of March 2024.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm. So it was dope for me to, like, everything that I learned from throwing shows to, like, be able to work with you guys. And you kind of spearheading the vision. We're kind of letting you drive and all this kind of stuff, you know, for, like, just to, you know, like you said, skip some of those steps, bro. Like, so shout out the Zombie Punk show that we had. Do you have the flyer?
Nah, I've left in the
put the flyer up.
That Zombie Punk show was lit, though. Bunch of the homies pulled up, bro. A bunch of people that be doing this shit. Young people, too, bro.
You had 15 artists on a lineup, which is people will tell you day in and day out not to do that. And it's just so funny, like, to let creativity drive. Like, no, let the youngin' have 15 on the fucking, you know.
Hell yeah. Well, shit's just learning experience, bro.
Everything is, yeah.
Because... at the end of the day, bro, some people didn't show love and some didn't really do their part, bro. And next time, it's not going to be like that, bro. We're not going to be having 15 people and only 7 of them put in work to, like,
type shit.
Help us out. You know what I mean? But it's going to be, like, just the people that are going to help and the people that's going to keep showing love.
I thought that was kind of letting the vision, FOMO vision, it had 15 artists and it was like, okay. Fucking go
but that's what I'm saying. But at one point, bro, it's got to be like mutual, bro.
Definitely. That was the first show.
When motherfuckers ain't like showing love back, you know.
And shout out to your brother, Luis, family.
Bro, shout out to Escape, bro. They go crazy, bro.
Shout out to Escape on God.
This shit was really a group effort, bro.
It really was, man. And it was fun. And we missed you, Ben. But next time.
Hell yeah, we gonna have better preparation, bro. Cause we ain't have that much time to. set it up or like to
promote it. Even. You know what I mean?
We had a little time to set it up, but
yeah,
shit gets better, bro.
And
that was just one of them, bro. We did some shit at the beach, and that shit was lit. Some free shit, some community shit. Had the bro pulled up with the tacos, bro.
Yeah, that was my lit, actual bro. First show. Like, it was like at a beach like 2 years ago.
That was last year, bro. 2 years ago.
It wasn't last year.
His eyes. Did you bring the taco?
He high as fuck. That shit was last year, bro.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't last year.
Who brought the taco?
I've only known this one for 2 years. Bro, you too high, bro. You shouldn't hit the car, dude.
Now, I want to switch over to Young Scarface over here.
Young Barface.
I want to ask you about your multiple records. I'm talking albums, EPs that you have in the vault. What?
Yeah.
Can we talk about some of these titles? Can I say some of these titles?
Hell no.
Okay, let's talk about the auto-tune tape. You've been teasing the auto-tune tape. Can the fans expect the auto-tune tape by the time this is out? And we're talking about 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to... This shit's already done, bro, but...
Yeah.
Like, I was going through a little situation. I had gotten all the tapes or all the songs, like, I bought the leases and shit. But then I, like, was going through some shit, so I started making, like, more music, and I'm like made like probably like six more tracks that I fuck with that I'm throwing on there, and I gotta buy the leases for that. But then as soon as I get that shit, bro, I'll probably drop that shit. Okay.
You are, and we, me and FOMO have talked about this. You're somebody who's in the studio every day, whether the studio's your car.
Sometimes, bro. But lately, like, I haven't been. But like
you put in, like you, like out of the people we, out of our peers and people I've seen, like you, and I'll speak for myself, like. People I've seen, like, you work hard, bro.
Yeah,
and, like, that's the only way to get better. And we always touch on this, like, if you're not consistent, if you're not working it out every day, like, you're going to not be, you're not going to have as many good products just by
a
mathematical factor. Like,
nah, for real, I was doing that shit, bro, every day for, like, years, bro. Like, I remember when I went through, like, some like, accident, bro, and I had gotten, like, some bread. Bro, I was in the studio for, like, dead ass, like, every day for, like, 2 years, bro. Just because I couldn't really do anything else, bro. I could just make music, bro. It was
you had some, that opportunity to do
it. Yeah, it was, like, one of those where it's, like, you missing out on everything in life, bro. But God literally just putting you in a position where you just got to lock in, bro. Like, you don't got nothing else to do. Like, you just got all the things you need to win, bro. But you just don't know how to do it. So it's, like, damn, you really just got to figure that out, you know?
Definitely.
That's why I was, like. It was kind of like a blessing and a curse for me, because everything happens for a reason, but sometimes you really understand that shit until, like, later. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's big. So when did you first make music? What year was it?
Like 2018 when I first started recording music, bro. Mm. I was like, I used to write when I was a little kid, like when I was like 12. I used to be heavy into Tupac, but then like I stopped for a minute, bro, because I don't know, bro, for a fat minute, I'm growing up and everybody's like, there's no Mexican rappers, bro. So I low-key, like, I wasn't inspired anymore because I was like, damn, I don't think this shit for me, bro, because I don't see anybody like me doing it.
Definitely.
So I'm like, damn, I just stopped, bro. And then as soon as middle school started coming in, high school, I used to be with the homie and he used to freestyle hella. So then I was like, damn, I kind of want to freestyle too, bro. And then I started writing music, like, every day, bro, like, 3 songs a day for like a fat minute, bro. Like, it's going crazy. So I started recording, bro, and then it was over after that. That's why I was like making like songs every day, like hella songs.
Yeah.
It's off scratch, bro, like making the beat and everything. But.
And even in like the last year that I've known you, like your capabilities behind the Logic program and your songwriting, your melodies have all been, you know. Getting better and better.
So yeah, like, I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, but the progress is real, man. So shout out the guys, man.
Shout out to the homies.
Let's see, man. What else we got
here? All right, stop it.
If we're going to talk about Toxins by FOMO,
Toxins. We're going to
touch on Toxins.
Toxins.
What did you mean by that?
Toxins?
Yeah.
Yes. Gasolina.
Zaza.
This is a family program, so I really need you to clear this up for the kids. What did you mean by Toxins?
Yo. What is he doing to me?
Let's touch on the Neuralink thing, man.
That's crazy, bro.
He said he fucked the vibes. Let me do it.
No, thanks for running that backstory, though, for the people, man.
For the people?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
That's Because people don't know, you know. Now people learn about you and everything.
Like,
you know?
No, I low-key don't tell nobody just because it's
just be low-key. That's, I mean, that's, you know, origin stories, man.
Yeah, bro.
Something I'm curious about, and, I mean, you go by Scarface.
Yeah, Young Scarface.
Young Scarface.
Most people just call me Scarface because, like, yo, Young Scarface. You know,
well, people say Young, too.
But, like, I know people that, like, say Scarface and shit, like, and stuff like that. But you actually do have, like, a Scarface. Yeah, is there, like, what's the story behind that? Like,
shit, bro, I was fucking, I was with the homies, and I used to be, like, going through some treatment, like, situation, and it was, like, I was supposed to be sober, and I was taking it serious, bro, because I was, like, all I did was smoke weed, like, a lot. I just got caught up for, like, a little weed in high school, so I was going through, like, outpatient, and so I was just trying to kick it with the homies, for real. After, like, an outpatient day, because I had gone through some shit that day, bro. Like, I used to go to, like, a alternative school. Mm-hmm. So I was going through an alternative school, and, like, I don't know. Like, I had gotten to some beef with some other people from a different town. And so I was really just by myself in a different, like, school in, like, Buffalo with, like, other towns and shit and, like, towns that didn't fuck with me. And so I was going through some shit during lunch, almost, like, got in a fight with somebody. They was throwing, like, milk cartons at me and shit. Like, some crazy shit, bro. Because, like, they're really trying me. Because if you get in a fight at that school, you get kicked out. And I'm really trying to, like, get through with my life and shit. So I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to do with that. So I was really just trying to kick it with my homies after, like, a long day, bro. Super long day. And my homies picked me up. And we was, like, driving around the lake. We had dropped one of my homies off. And I don't know, I used to be cool with this one fool, but I don't know, where he just started tweaking. And, like, I had said, like, we was driving around the lake, and somebody was walking a dog. And bro was, like, bro swerved crazy, like, to, like, avoid them. And they was on the sidewalk, though, so I was, like, I just was, like, made a comment, like, bro, you don't even got to, like, do all that. Like, you good, bro. And bro just started tweaking out. He was really, like, oh, where your car at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Just started, like, roasting me or some shit.
You're in the car.
Yeah, I was in the backseat. And, like, we with all the homies and shit. So I was, like, it was just weird vibes, bro. And we was, like, down the road from, like, where we were going to go. Because I had, like, linked us all to, like, we were all going to kick it at my homie's crib. And they were all going to smoke. But I just wanted to kick it with them. So I was, like, making all the moves happen. And then bro stopped the car, like, down the road from, like, where we were supposed to go. And he was like, get out the car and shit. And I was just like, damn, like, nah, bro. Like, what do you mean? And he was just started saying weird shit. Like, the vibes were just weird. So I just got out the car, bro. I was like, nah, I'm finna get out. And then I got, like, in front of the car. Because, like, I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. But I thought he was my homie, bro. Because I had known him since, like, he was a kid, bro. Like, he was, like, a couple years younger than me. Like, I took him in and, like, showed him how to, like, get into this camera shit. And, like, just, like, really, like, my little homie, bro. So I trusted him, and I, like, sat on the whip of the car, bro, because we was really, like, a couple houses down from where we need to be, like, down the road. And bro, I sat on the hood, and bro just started driving, bro. Like, he started going, like, 40 miles per hour, like, in these back roads, bro. Like, it's literally, like, dirt roads.
Jesus.
And, like, bro, I was just holding on for my life, for real, because that shit, like, you could know when something sketchy, bro, like, something bad about to happen.
Right.
And then, like, bro just slammed the brakes, like, out of nowhere, bro. And motherfucking just, my head just, like, slammed the ground, bro. Like, my whole face, like, slammed the ground. And then the whip, bro, like, it just went over me. So, like, I don't know. I was literally just under the whip. And, like,
really?
Yeah, bro. It was really fucked up. Because, like, I don't know. I was under the whip for, like, 5 minutes, bro. And I was, like, screaming. And bro tried to, like, reverse the car. So, it really just dragged me. And, like, that shit just, like, fucked me up. Like,
damn.
They got out the car. My homie, like, down the road, he could hear me screaming, bro. So he came running from his crib, and then he, like, yelled at them to, like, help lift the car. And they, like, all started lifting the car except, like, dude that did it. And as soon as I got out, bro, like, my face, bro, it was just dripping blood. Like I was showering, bro. Like, it just felt like I was taking a shower, bro, and it was just straight blood dripping, bro. And, like, bro, I just remember the adrenaline rush, bro, like, of, like, feeling like you dying, bro.
Right,
like,
right.
I felt so high, bro. Like, I felt so high, but I was so sober. So, like, I remembered everything, bro.
So,
And like, I ran to his crib, bro, my homie's crib, bro. He was like, bro, run. And we ran. I felt so bad, bro, because when I walked into his crib, bro, I seen his little sister. And she was like young as hell, bro. And I was just, when I went into the mirror, bro, like, I just had a big ass like hole in my head, bro. Like, my eye, bro, was like low key lower than my, like, where it needed to be. It just,
Holy shit.
Seemed like my shit was droopy, bro. And I was like, I was like, nah, bro. His dad wrapped me up, bro. And we just, he went like 100 to the hospital, bro. Like, we had like, bro, we had like 5 cops chasing us, bro. Cause he went through like hella red lights, bro. He was going like 100, bro. It was crazy, bro. I could just, all I remember, bro, was just like having a towel and not being able to see anything. And bro, just like hella cop cars, like chasing us, bro. And I was like,
That's insane, bro. That shit was fucked up.
Bro.
That visual is crazy. Can I ask what part of the tire it went over your face? The car was on your face,
or it was underneath?
Yeah, like, bro, like the whole car was just over me, bro. So like, I had like bolts from like under the car, just like up in my head, bro. And like,
but the tire never went over.
My face was like on the street, bro. Like
getting hit,
just getting dragged, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting dragged.
Yeah, like, cause
you weren't ran over.
I was like completely like
under.
I mean, I don't think he ran over my arms, bro, because I ain't break nothing,
right,
bro.
Right, right,
but
you were like in between.
I had bolts, like, yeah, I had bolts in me, like,
yo,
type shit.
That's insane, man. That's and I've asked you, that same question before, just for the record. And this is the first time I've actually heard the story. I've always asked that horrible times, like during dinner. But no, thanks for sharing
this
with us,
bro. Like, bro, what happened to your face, man?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man, that shit was crazy. Like, yo, maybe we need to take a breather after that one. Come back, reset the camera.
Reset the camera.
Almost Spicy Podcast, Young Scarface, Fumble Hits.
I had to drop that mic on him, bro. You know how many people were asking me, bro?
That's huge.
That's a crazy story.
DJ, back on my bullshit. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thanks for joining us. Almost Spicy Podcast. Young Scarface, FOMO Hits.
Sweat. Gang. I had to take my sweatshirt off. You feel me?
Almost spicy in this bitch, bro.
I was getting too hot. It was getting too spicy.
He goes, bubble.
You got the tea.
We got some tea going.
Nah, he's sassy for that. He said, we got the tea for y'all. don't spill the tea, gang. Don't spill the tea.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the tea right here.
Oh, shit.
It's drank.
Whoa. So what do you guys think about this?
He put lean in his tea.
Aniline.
I put NyQuil in my drink.
You're talking about the withdrawals from edibles?
Nah, NyQuil.
Oh, yeah, bro. We gave this food edible lean, and he's talking about withdrawals from that shit.
Yeah, I feel that shit, though.
How, gang?
How? What was the other question? The Neuralink. No, the guy's crazy, got a chip in his head, FOMO, and he's he can control a cursor on the TV, on the screen now, on the computer. What do you guys think?
He's delusional.
Bullshit.
You think he actually can't?
He's capping.
You think they're fucking with him?
I don't know. I feel like, because like Apple, they're like Vision Pro, you can control with just your eyes.
And so you think Elon's chip actually...
So I guarantee, like, if you have a chip,
You know how many chimps died for that? Can we look that up? Because it was between...
They really do that with chimps?
And 800, yeah.
Yeah.
They tested it, and then they did the first human.
Well, yeah, you've never seen that movie, 2000, what? Or not 2000, but that 8 movie?
Space Odyssey?
No, you know about that.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. You ain't never seen Planet of the
Apes? Yeah, I've seen that.
Hey, bro, Planet of the Apes, bro, that should break that shit down.
So they asked the guy, what does it feel like to be able to move the cursor? And he was like, oh, I couldn't even explain it to you, bro.
It was like a...
Yeah.
It was like some freaky shit.
He's like... I'm busting.
No, right? It's some fucking freaky ass shit.
Yeah.
No, what else is in the news, guys? Let's think. Ben, what do you got on your mind, Mr. Mr. Ben?
I mean, that whole like Instagram thing was a big one.
That was big. That's
big mic drop.
Fucking
big mic drop.
The war. Like, which war is your?
Which one am I watching?
Yeah.
Like on the news?
Yeah. I said, which war are you watching? Like that shit of fucking.
Are you the Ukraine?
Just change the channel. Which war should I watch today?
I think
that's what people are saying. It's like that now.
That's like the next like college sports. Like sports betting has only. It hasn't.
You think that's. You're saying that was, yeah.
It hasn't reached war status yet. Like,
I mean, I bet the higher ups do that, bro. They'd be like, I bet we won't win.
That's the whole thing. That's part of the game.
Lockheed Martin's like, I'm betting it all on these motherfucking bombs.
I bet it all on this shit. I swear, bro. That shit, they just be playing with us, bro.
Taking our money and doing the bets with it.
Bro, because think about it. They just chilling, bro. They just spending money on this shit, killing people, dying, everybody dying. They're just chilling, bro.
I really want to meet like a warlord like that.
A warlord?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
A warlord.
We met one last night.
A warlock.
You know? No, but like one of those motherfuckers that warlock. Owns, you know, is like the one that's like owns majority shares of these companies type shit, you know? Like,
the real goons. They just, probably walk among us, bro.
They're never going to tell you their secrets and why they do it. They'll just fucking gaslight you and tell you what
they're doing. Because you just want to like, I want to have a good visual on like what somebody like this looks like.
I mean, take a look. I mean, like Hillary Clinton, like Barack Obama, like Trump, like. Yeah, all those people at the top.
Those are like presidential feet, like. People,
but they're all multimillionaires.
Bro, yeah. These are just like us, bro.
They're multimillionaires.
Nah, bro, that's wild, bro. Don't do that.
He said, "Don't do that, bro." I'm just chilling my head. Can't chill my hand like this.
No,
I think it looks great.
I know, I right?
No, this is the thing. Every person with a 401k retirement fund, all of those holdings, everybody's retirement is locked up in. War, so it's not just the rich people you're talking about, these war mongers or whatever. You're also talking about everybody. They made it so everybody's reliant on the war.
Well, yeah, bro, that's how they make their money, bro.
Without, because think, look at the biggest stocks, bro. It is fucking Lockheed and Raytheon and everything. Those are the biggest earners ever since October 7th. Everybody like
Monopoly, bro.
But that's just one example. All wars have made money for these people, man. It is like a monopoly. They're like a pyramid. As well, yeah.
Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi scheme for sure.
Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Were you 14 years old and on TikTok? Is that how it was working?
Bro, I never had TikTok bro.
That shit's new, man.
Bro. Oh.
He's not like...
I had Instagram, bro. I started off with Instagram, bro, and the Snapchat. As simple as that, bro. I ain't
go to Twitter. Bro, when did TikTok
drop, bro? But okay.
When I was 14.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When did you start to have that? Because like for me, like TikTok and Instagram came out when I was a freshman in high school.
I was in high school.
So that means that...
You're the same age as him?
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25? There's no way TikTok started in your age.
Bobo, you was not in high school.
He's 19 for reference.
Bobo, you was not in high school.
TikTok came out, what? 2020?
He just told you. That's when it became popular with the pandemic.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, I was
talking about Instagram and Snapchat.
Oh, Instagram and Snapchat? Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Snapchat I was in like kindergarten.
I was in like middle school when Snapchat was lit.
Kindergarten.
He's just been programmed since kindergarten to be obsessed with Snapchat and Instagram.
Nah.
What?
Nah. I didn't really start using it until I was like in middle school though.
Okay.
He uses Snapchat more.
Snapchat was more like towards middle school, but Instagram, yeah. Kindergarten.
Hey yo, shout out Snapchat. Wild, if you watching this Snapchat, fuck you for banning me. I ain't even do nothing. I used to post boomers back in the day, but that's it.
Fuck Snapchat.
But add me on
Instagram.
Yeah, that is all on Instagram.
Add me on.
Yeah, plug your shit real quick. At FOMO hit.
Add me on Telegram. No, I was kidding.
Telegram.
What you doing on Telegram?
I know. Right?
They make said beats, that doesn't bro. Even work, right? Or Signals doesn't even work. They say.
Signal. Oh, yeah, I used to have Signal.
You can follow me on Instagram. FOMO hits. FOMO hits. You can find me on SoundCloud, same thing as my Instagram handle. I'm going to be working on more music.
All platforms?
On all platforms and stuff like that. I'm on all platforms. You can find me on YouTube.
Where can Spotify, they find you on all platforms, Bobo?
Spotify, iTunes,
what's
YouTube.
What's your name on all platforms?
FOMO Hits, all together, FOMO Hits.
Swag.
Yeah.
It's a real man
gonna
right
be,
there.
Locking in very soon, like just trying to lock in, trying to make more music. So, check out my SoundCloud and let me know what you think.
Bobo Land streaming now.
Bobo Land.
Bobo Land, yeah.
Gentlemen, I want to get you guys' opinion on this. The material that made this phone was on this planet 100 million years ago. We just we discovered the technology, but we didn't invent it.
Aliens made it.
Yeah, so what you mean?
Aliens so made all
what's
that.
The question?
Well, okay, no question. Yeah, because I don't know exactly what you're trying to get at.
Yes or no, do you agree?
Because the phone itself, like, was is made of all materials that are found...
In Earth.
In Earth.
And they've been on Earth for over 100 million years.
Yeah.
That's impressive to me.
Yeah. But what was the question?
do you believe that there was internet 1,000 years ago? Space internet, like, Martian
internet. Space internet?
Space internet. What is that? Like, what is space internet?
They had, you know, there's like
there's Bro, it's like
they had phones, bro.
It's like sound vibration and shit, like shit like that.
I mean, like it's all based on like frequencies.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was trying to
think about. Like the pyramids, like no matter where in the world, like they all emit a certain frequency. They have like a magnetic
pole. Yeah, bro.
Like that's some crazy shit.
We all have a frequency.
That's facts. Everybody's just atoms vibrating, and we're not even sitting for real. Like it's. There's still that gap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, nothing's touching nothing.
Yeah, I'm glad they taught us that in high school.
No, I was always like, nah, cap.
You were just like
pushing,
really
just pushing through.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, it's a weird life, man.
It's a weird life, you say.
And you know all the experiences and that story you told us, man. That when you saw, you know, was it like a DMT hit? Then you like, it must have been. They say DMT.
Where? When?
With the car stuff.
Oh, type shit. Maybe, honestly.
They said when you go to sleep and or when you're born, when you die.
Yeah, like, bro, you could definitely tell. Like, bro, you can.
You say
like,
you were high.
Like, bro, like when I was really going through it, bro, you really can see your life flash by. Like, you think about your whole life in like 10 minutes, bro. Like, just thinking about that shit, like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm really about to die, head ass.
That's insane.
Like, damn.
You really saw it. You saw it. That's what flash, I saw, type shit. Sure, yeah.
That's what my life just like.
No, for sure. You know, going to you, Scarface, about your artistry, the pants, the videography, open for commission, always, you know.
Drop the work. DM.
Why do you choose so many mediums? Is it just you have so much to put out where you like, yeah, I have
bro.
To draw?
I like experimenting, bro, and creating. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, at the end of the day, like, I like doing shit for other artists, bro, because it helps my art, but. I do want to, like, be able to do that shit off myself, you know? Like, eventually, like, shoot my own vids, edit that shit, like, have everything made by me, you know? Like, how, like, when I was growing up, like, Tyler, the Creator, was doing, like, a lot of shit for
such
himself.
A big influence for
a lot of us. You know what I mean?
How do you guys feel about the Tyler Louis Vuitton stuff?
That shit gas, bro. I just peeped that. Peeped that shit.
That's, like, so cool
because
it's, like... Well,
that's next level because, like... After Virgil, bro, they was really needing, like, Tyler, bro. And Tyler been that dude, bro. He really dude that he'll really take a brand like Louis Vuitton to the next level where they need to be, bro.
I feel like a lot of the stuff that was made is actually stuff that, like, fucking rich white people actually would buy.
Well, he knows exactly what that looks like, too.
Yeah. I'll buy that shit because Tyler made that shit.
No, it's guys. I mean, it's all $1,000.
And that's the thing, though. You think about it. I wouldn't even wear that shit if it was some regular shit.
Yeah.
But since Tyler made that shit, I will buy that shit. Right. So he bringing in a whole different crowd of people, like skaters and all type of random motherfuckers that are going to fuck with Louis Vuitton now because of him, bro. Right, so. Right.
And then obviously Pharrell over there.
That's a play, bro.
Yeah, no.
And that's how they got Tyler, too. Pharrell and Tyler were like...
Right, they're tight. Like
yeah,
that.
He only fucks with, like, Pharrell and people Pharrell fucks with.
Right,
like.
Right, yeah. He got luck. But no, it's not luck. I mean, he put in that work. No,
nah, Tyler's a beast, bro.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Tyler and Pharrell are beasts, bro, and they both appreciate and acknowledge each other's skill, bro. So, like, why wouldn't I work with him, you know?
Yeah, bro, I've seen him... live so many times, Tyler the Creator, bro. I've seen him like 14, 15
bro,
times.
Bro, I've never seen him live. I don't think. Actually, no, I saw him live in Soundset.
Yeah, Soundset was lit.
Yeah, when he was in Minnesota, that shit was lit, bro.
Soundset. That's a long time ago.
I know, bro. I missed that shit, bro. That was really the only time I went to like a festival, bro. Now, bro, I snuck into the VIP, like the back thing, like on the side, so I could really see him closer, bro.
That's fire.
That shit was fire, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, he was lit, bro. Dude, that's when he had that weird ass cherry bomb shit going on.
Yeah,
bro.
Sold and bought so much.
Oh man, that was like fucking 2015.
Ago. Yeah, bro, 5 minutes ago.
No.
Like 16. It was like 18 or some shit, or 17, 17 or 18.
No, cause like cherry bomb. That shit was well, I guess.
It might have been like 17.
But that was like 15.
That year?
Yeah.
For that sound set, it was 16, 15, 16, yeah.
Yeah.
Before?
No.
It was like 17.
It's like 14. Cherry Bomb. Like, yeah, that's the thing. No, Cherry Bomb was like 14 or 15.
It was 19, 18. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bruh, let's get one or two more in. What else is in the news? I'm checking. Write us at Almost Spicy on all web. Contact us with questions.
Swag, my name is Young Scarface, at Young Scarface, Young 1999,
Aliens, yes or no, boys?
Bro, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I know a couple aliens.
Yeah.
And I definitely believe in aliens, and I might even be an alien, bro. I might be an alien. That okay.
Damn. Our first alien sit down.
That's our first actual alien interview.
That's crazy. We didn't even expect it, but hey, shout out to Almost Spicy sign.
Shout out to Almost Spicy.
First episode with the sign.
Bro, that sign go
first
crazy.
First episode with the alien. But okay, let's talk about the 5G.
5G.
5G towers.
Man, let's talk about Minnesota, bro. How do you feel about the Minnesota scene?
What did you just ask me?
What do you feel about
the what?
How do you feel about the Minnesota scene? Overall, the scene in Minnesota. Right. What do you think about the overall Minnesota scene when it comes to
the music? Because we always ask this to everyone.
Yeah, we do actually.
That's why I'm like.
He's like, damn, he got me. He beat me too.
I've never been asked this question before. I'm usually the one.
So what do you feel about it?
Oh, it's I've been saying this recently. Like in 10 years, like we were saying, like openers, like that'll be like to open up in for a show in Minneapolis, that'll be a big deal. It'd be like New York City, like if you get a chance to open up for
type
Rod Wave or something.
I think
in 10 years it's solid.
I think the next like 5 years we're gonna see this like gigantic shift if they can just like
catapult.
Downtown Minneapolis
to
right?
be busting, yeah.
Dude, downtown is tweaking.
Because like, here's the thing: like, they're trying to push for like getting Michelin star restaurants like official here, and that's just gonna like bring in all these people. Like,
The Super Bowl was big for the city,
yeah,
but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Four Seasons big, but.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, we about to take over. The city's about to take over, bro, with like people like Riot Girl and like Big Kia, bro. Hella other artists, bro, bopping, bro. Like, this shit crazy.
You can get Big Kia on here for us?
Shit, bro, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I could, bro, but you gonna have to write more questions, bro. You gonna have to come more prepared.
What are you saying, man? Hold up the flag so people can see, man.
Well, the flag. I got you. I could get Big Key on here, but I got to be on the episode, too.
Bet. We'll fucking do it.
You might want to, like, actually show it. It looks kind of like the Italian flag.
Whoa.
There you go.
Wow.
Wall Street Journal.
Here.
We big repping Minnesota. Big Mexican Minnesota. Mexican, you feel me? Big Bobo. Everything we do is for my people.
Young Flacos.
Free the young kids in the cage.
Almost Spicy.
Yeah, bro. Everything we do is for them, bro. And our people.
Minnesota.
And for his family and my family and bro's family.
For the family.
And bro's family.
And what about you? What are your thoughts on the music scene?
The music scene, bro, is crazy.
This can be very toxic. A lot of egos, a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, bro. That's everywhere. Sure. That's for real everywhere, bro. You're going to see that everywhere, bro.
Nah, I still fuck with it, bro. Like, it's beautiful, too.
Yeah, bro. There's a lot of good young kids coming up, and like, the energy's shifting, bro. Like, everything that used to be lit is kind of washed away. Like, it's getting like washed out. Like, it's fading away, bro. And it's gonna be time for like something different. And that's like right now, for real. Like,
cycles all the time in life. It's like,
yeah, bro.
Stuff comes back.
Especially with music, bro. Like,
Real
shit be not cool for a little bit, and then that fake like facade, like 808 shit be lit. And then it runs back to like a mixture of it, you know, it's like the realness with the 808.
There's some good shit. Yeah, there's some good artists now taking advantage of all the
new sounds and shit.
Yeah, dude, just like the technology. And I mean, there's so many artists in general now because you can make some stuff, some music on your computer now. You know, you don't need the studio like back in the day.
Yeah, facts.
Thousands of dollars and stuff like that.
No, for real.
Yeah. What else can we get for some clips? We need some.
We got some
toxic opinions.
Some mini clips. Some mini clips. Sorry, let me think.
Yeah, shout out Escape once again.
So Escape, you feel me?
For
Escape
sure,
brand.
What have you been up to, guys? Like, just working, right? We stay in the studio.
Right,
so.
Right now, I'm working on a project right now. I'm trying to lock in the studio. I'm going to be locking in the studio and trying to come up with an EP, probably dropping. Who knows? We'll see. It's gonna come soon, though.
Hey, and a word of advice, like, cause you still work 60 hours a week.
I work 40-50 hours.
40-50. You were doing 60 for a sec, but it's
yeah,
like
I started
balancing.
I've done 60.
So. Balancing music with work, you know.
Hell yeah! Every day's a grind. Every day's a grind, bro. You gotta keep chasing it, bro. Like little by little, bro.
Just doing it, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It don't matter, bro. Like if you working, bro, like.
Consistency.
If you're working for somebody else, bro, you should want to go outside of work and work for yourself. You know what I mean? Like,
you just gotta work hard.
Just start something, bro. At least push something so you can, like, keep building off of it, bro.
Off of yourself, off of your
own. Yeah, for your own self, bro, because we're wasting our life if we're not doing something for ourselves, at least.
Or something we love, yeah.
That's actually, that's really profound.
Yeah, bro, for real. It's like, why the fuck would we just waste our life making someone
dumb rich? Only live once, you don't get no redos, retries, for me.
I mean, you do, but not in your own body.
Yeah.
You might get a different try in a different lifetime, but.
Different creature.
Until you get it right, bro.
Right now.
You might be a tree. That's some philosophy, I don't know.
What is your, like, each of you, we'll start with Scarface, a philosophy you want to share with the audience that you practice every day?
Shit.
Or a mantra or a mindset.
A mantra or a mindset, bro. You got to think positive. Like, a lot of things that we say, everybody just be saying shit recklessly. Like, or, like, they be feeding their minds into, like, programming themselves to, like, have bad, like, things happen to them. Like, I don't know. They be saying, like, this shit always happens to me. Or, like, they be, like, looking at things the wrong way, bro. Like, if you're not going through something, you're not going to appreciate the times you having, like, good moments with, like, people that you appreciate. You know, like, it can't be all good, bro, because then you're just going to get caught up. Once shit really gets real, you're going to be like, damn, you're not going to be able to. Like, I done seen that shit with so much people, like, where shit get real and they don't know how to, like, handle that shit, bro. It's too much for them. Because they're not used to, like, change and, like, things happening to them, bro. But you just got to know, like, shit is going to get better if you have, like, a positive mindset about it.
Type shit, definitely. Yeah, we were talking about the power of words earlier, too.
Yeah.
And also what you were just saying. Balance, I think, right? So, like, when people are like, oh, this shit's bad. That's fire. But it's like, for there to be light, there has to be darkness.
Yeah.
For there to be good, there has to be bad.
Yeah, it's all balanced, bro. If there's, like, a bunch of evil, there's going to be someone that's going to come through with, like, good or some shit. Or even with people, bro, sometimes a lot of people be filled with, like, a lot of, like, darkness. But they also have a lot of good in them. And, like, they try to help people, but it gets to a point.
Or people will come and try to help them, maybe save them. Yeah, it's just life. But balance is just, you know, back and forth. The whole thing, man.
Bro, I'm going through so much, bro, with my music. Change my energy and shift my energy to, like, my focus to, like, all right, bet. So if I can't make my own shit and I can't, like, control it, like, that's a problem. So I got to
fix it.
I got to fix that shit. I got to learn how to make my own beats, bro. I got to learn how to, I got to just buy beats from other people, bro. And just,
which is never a bad idea.
Yeah, bro. There's gas producers out there.
Isn't yes. I'm trying to
build shit with Minnesota artists and grow Minnesota's music and scene and build a sound. And there's some kids that are peeping this shit, bro. And they're like fucking with me, bro. And they want to, like, help. And they want to build that shit. So it's good that, like,
that's amazing.
There's always, like, something that happens, bro. Like, somebody either leaves your life.
Yeah.
Or you go through something where you crash out with some.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be, like, four more other, like, positives from me. You know, like, people that come through, like.
Yeah, yeah. We should have on the bottom of the screen how many times we say crash out. Only once, but, like, we were saying it a million times before this interview.
Nah, you were saying that shit.
You had said it, which.
I had said shit.
We all had said it.
I don't know. I feel like. You're probably right. Like, if he, like, accuses you of something, it's probably from him.
I mean, that we were saying that yesterday, too. He was obviously beyond, you know, under the influence and stuff, but it's like, yeah, everybody, you know, and anybody can have that negative mindset. Foma, what about you? A philosophy, mantra that you want to share with the audience, something that you live by?
Never change yourself for something else, for someone else. Be yourself. Be real. Be real. That you always honor. I try my best to, like, really watch what I say, watch what I think. Those are really, like, two big, powerful things. Like,
true. You got to watch what you consume,
even
too,
watch
bro.
What you watch.
Yeah, that's what consume,
yeah,
my boy.
Consume, yeah.
Yeah, the same shit, bro, because that shit will, you got to watch everything, bro, because that shit will fuck you up just as worse, you know?
Yeah. That's real, bro. He's speaking that facts.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, bro.
Ben, any last... anything's been on your mind? You're awfully quiet this interview.
It's observing.
Okay. I mean, one thing. We got these pants right
now. Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, I have to say, did you hand paint this?
Yes, I did.
This is acrylic?
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Hey, appreciate you, bro. I really appreciate that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be hard to tell on camera, but that is...
Or stand up real quick to show them.
The detail on this shit is incredible, because, like, I mean, just the lines and everything else alone is, I mean, it doesn't even seem real.
Hey, no way. You know,
it's done so fucking well.
Like, appreciate you, bro. I gotta go, bro. That's about to inspire me to go crazy on this shit tomorrow, bro.
Oh, today, hell yeah. Bro. See, and that's the cool thing about, like, painting. Like, do you paint outside of just doing it on clothes, or do you, like...
Yeah, sometimes, like, when I first really started painting, I think I started painting on clothes, to be honest. Because, like, me, I used to be with, like, somebody that used to paint a lot, and I used to just, like, I like that. I like how they express themselves. So then I started, like, painting with them. Like, we used to paint stuff together. But, yeah, I have painted, like, only a couple paintings, like,
on canvas.
Yeah, I would just like, I don't know, I didn't really like my paintings as much back in the day, because, like, I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing, but yeah. I would just do, like, I would just be flowing with it, for real. Mm. But then, like, once I started doing pants, bro, I started, like, appreciating, like, my other, like, art and shit, and, like,
yeah,
other paintings that I did before and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes, bro, like, one time I took shrooms, and I did a painting in, like, 20 minutes with, like, somebody else, bro, and it was so gas, bro. Like, I don't even know. Like, later, I didn't even know what I was doing, bro, for real. But then later, it just looked like a super wavy, like, tree and, like, a sunset in the background, bro. Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, we have some of your brothers right here. I didn't realize it was in the shot.
A little bit?
It's in that little shot.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's in there. Fire. Hell yeah. My brother's a huge inspiration, too.
Hell yeah.
Like, I used to look up to him all the time, because bro would just be going crazy. And I used to make art when, like, inspired by him and shit, but yeah. I felt like I was, like, I don't know. Bro just had his own thing, and it kind of was, like, throwing me off, because, like, I felt like I didn't have my own thing. Like, I was just, like, I felt like I was just copying him, or, like, right. I was just living in his shadow type shit, like, because bro was just doing, he was just too good, bro. He was just too good, and I was just, like.
He is.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, damn, I can't. I just stopped painting and doing, like, coloring or all type of shit for, like, years, bro. Because I was like, that ain't even me, bro. I just got to start focusing on music, bro.
Right. So, that's valid. But, yeah, it's nothing you can't do, I guess.
Oh, God.
We that's a camera.
That's a camera. Oh, shit.
We got to take the thumbnail for this.
Thumbnail?
That's our time.
Yeah, we're going to call it.
Yeah, appreciate these men. These are some real individuals.
Well, this was sick to sit down.
Brothers.
Friends. And hopefully the audience, you know, got to learn about you guys and everything.
Yeah, definitely some brothers gems,
sure.
Bro.
Oh, yes, for no, for sure.
Yeah, bro.
That shit crazy.
It's a legendary interview, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, my boy. Last you, bro. Moments.
Yeah, bro, that shit legendary.
No, you guys are sweet, man. Yeah, show thank you for having me.
The pants?
Real quick.
What you got?
Should I walk the runway?
Closing statements. He's got the pants on show. Ooh, he's doing a little show.
Twerk. I got pants too, you feel me?
This has been the
Homeless
Spicy
Podcast. Show me pants.
Right? Bobo's the Apprentice. Real quick.
Bobo's Apprentice. All right, now get out of the way.
This has been the Homeless Spicy Podcast. We are signing off here.
Yeah, Latito.
Hey, send me beats. Check my SoundCloud.
Ben, Francisco, Scarface, FOMO.
The guys.
Thank you for Almost joining
Spicy. The guys.
Almost Spicy.
Appreciate
peace,
these fools.
Love, positivity. Thank you.
Let's work.
Love, Almost Spicy.
Cheers.